Hey, church family. I'm just missing you all. Wanted to give a quick update for tonight, as it's Sunday and we weren't together, of course, as you all know. I wanted to walk through our church's response to the virus and just remind us of the reasons why we're doing what we're doing currently, and then give some encouragement to you all, as I've had people communicate some fear and some anxiety over the things that are happening, and even, in a sense, our church's response and not gathering together, I think, has caused a little more worry than some folks originally had. So I just wanted to, again, remind us of the situation and then walk through biblically our response. Our church considered these things in making our decision that New York has the highest amount of cases right now in the United States, that our town, the town of North Hempstead, is in a state of emergency, that there's been an exponential growth in the number of cases very recently in the past couple of days, that our school system has been shut down, that this virus is highly contagious even before you have any signs of it or have an idea that you know you have it. We don't want to in any way contribute, therefore, towards the harm of those who are in danger of the virus. One pastor I read put it this way: God forbid that it spread at one of our church services, and then from there it passes on to somebody who it could do harm to, an elderly person or somebody who already has issues with breathing. There have been many situations, or multiple situations, where multiple cases have been traced back to one gathering of people. And the last thing we want is our church to be able to be looked at by the people that we're trying to reach as unloving or not caring for the greater good of our community. Of course, we do care for the greater good of our community. We care for the ultimate good of our community, and that is their salvation in Jesus Christ. And we can show our love right now by doing everything we can as a church to help keep their physical health in good condition. Also, just considering that our area, our county, and New York City, this area has an extremely high population, and we want to do everything that we can. If you picture it like this, you have a big peak where the sickness is spread very fast. We're trying to level out that peak by isolation so that the healthcare system is not overwhelmed, and those who do need care are able to receive that care from the hospital. And so, though most of us may not be worried about the virus because of health and age, there are many people in our community who should be and are rightly nervous about the virus. So we want our decisions to be driven by love for those people. So that may bring it, that brings us to the next session of this time together. What should we do? Well, I'm not a doctor, and I want to be careful with what I say. Though we are not gathering corporately, though, if you have a strong desire and want to get together with somebody from the church, have somebody over for a cup of coffee, you are, of course, more than welcome to do that. There's no government, there's nothing from the government saying you can't do that, and I'm not going to tell you that you cannot do that. If you are really, really struggling and need some encouragement and want to spend some time with a brother or sister in Christ, you, of course, are able to get together. I also would recommend just getting on the phone and talking and spending time together, sharing with each other over the phone. Rosie's being a little bit loud right now. Sorry. Another one is don't spend hour after hour watching the news. To be honest, I haven't watched the news a single bit. I've been getting all my info from good, helpful articles, and that's what I would recommend, and the CDC and their website. Also, spend extra time in prayer. Do not be anxious. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. We just spent time on that text together as a church family, so that's my encouragement. Use this as an opportunity to reach out to neighbors and church family. This is a great opportunity for showing love to those around us and sharing the gospel with them. And so please take these opportunities. Ask neighbors if there's a way you can serve them and help them. Use this as a time to spend more time with God. Spend more time with God than watching TV. All right, do not get caught in front of the TV. And spend it for time with your family, playing board games and spending quality time together, and, of course, reading God's Word. And the lack of fear for us should stem from a calm trust in God and peace found in Him, but the weighed out responses and changes stem from a love for other people. I have two things to read in closing that I hope will help. This was something that C.S. Lewis wrote about the atomic bomb. And he said, "The first action to be taken is to pull ourselves together. If we're all going to be destroyed by an atomic bomb, let that bomb, when it comes, find us doing sensible and human things. Praying, working, teaching, reading, listening to music, bathing the children, playing tennis, chatting to our friends over a pint, and a game of darts. Not huddled together like frightened sheep and thinking about bombs. That may break our bodies. A microbe can do that. But they need not dominate our minds." Don't let this dominate your mind. Rather, have the Word of God richly dwelling inside of you, the words of Christ richly dwelling inside of you, and be focused on Him. So I'll read this passage to close. Habakkuk 3:17-19. "Though the fig tree should not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, the produce of the olive fail, and the fields yield no food, the flock be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will take joy in the God of my salvation. God, the Lord, is my strength. He makes my feet like the deer's. He makes me tread on high places." Just a reminder, our God has not changed, and we can have a spirit of sound judgment and not of fear, and be following after Christ through this time. You could say, though there's viruses spreading, though there's no toilet paper on the shelves in the stores, we can rejoice in the Lord. We'll take our joy in the God of our salvation. So that's my encouragement. Hope you guys are having a great Sunday. Be following after Christ. Have a good night.